Shipping has historically been a male-dominated industry, and that tradition runs long and deep. However, through its global program on the integration of women in the maritime sector, IMO is making a concerted effort to help the industry move on from that tradition and to help women achieve a representation within it that is more in keeping with the 21st century expectations. Pamela Tanzi, Senior Deputy Director of IMO Technical Corporation Division, comments on the program.
The IMO program is called the Integration of Women in the Maritime Sector, integration being the key word. This program is the foundation of the way IMO implements MDG 3 through the provision of fellowships for training and the establishment of regional networks so that women can exchange fully and easily information and technical advice across their regions.
While good progress is being made in many parts of the world, there remain practical, social, and cultural obstacles to be overcome. And there are very significant regional differences in the level of acceptance achieved by women in shipping. Nancy Karagithu has risen to become Director General of the Kenya Maritime Authority.
We are very few at the top, and this is very encouraging. We've built a network that is very supportive of one another and also aims and is working towards demystifying the maritime sector for young girls. So we've started mentorship programs across the board, and this we believe is going to be very, very instrumental.
But Nancy also recognizes the challenges that still lie ahead. It is a point that is echoed by Geraldine Knatz, Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles.
I really think that in order to get more women into the maritime sector, we really have to really reach them when they're in college. I was exposed to the port while I was in college. I never really thought about a career in a seaport. I didn't, like most people, I didn't think about seaports. You know, you just go shopping and you don't think about how the stuff gets there.
There is no doubt that increasing opportunities for women to serve at sea would be beneficial for so many sectors of the industry. And just as society as a whole benefits from the full and active participation of women in the work environment, so does the shipping industry benefit from their wholesale integration into the workforce.